Jack Holmes pre-game interview.
We continue our series, Neilty. Have I played for both? And this man, well, he actually played for three clubs, but two of them were the Cats and the Eagles, and he's also been a bit of an icon when it comes to local footy over the last 30 or so years since he left the Cats. He was a wonderful player from Ivanhoe Amateurs is where he was recruited from. 31 games, 7 goals at Collingwood. He got delisted by the Pies, he went to Perth, and he played with Claremont in the Waffle and became part of the original Eagles squad. Played in their first ever game in 1987. He ended up with 71 games and 33 goals at the Eagles before being traded to the Cats for 20 games and 25 goals and a grand final appearance in 1992. But his career was done by the start of 1993. He is Jeff Miles, and he's been good enough to join us for Harmac Holmes as part of our I Played For Both series. Joffa, Kingy and Neilty in the K-Rock box. Great to have you on K-Rock Football.
Thanks, Tom. G'day, Neilty. Haven't seen you and spoke to you for a long time. Good to speak to you, boys.
Thank you, Joffa. How are you?
I'm very good, very good. And yes, I can hear what you're going to ask me, Neilty. That is, what are you doing getting back involved in local footy?
it's one
of those things, mate, that got asked by a friend, and I'm not making any secrets here that Port have been down the bottom end of the scale for a long time. So I thought, well, why not? The same sort of thing happened at Barron Heads many years ago, and if it's not too smart of me to say that they're probably the top side in the league right now and have been for the last couple of years. So just going to do the same sort of thing as what I did there and try and rebuild Port Arlington.
Joffa, that's absolutely fantastic, and we did want you to elaborate on that. And, you know, being involved with community footy at stages myself, it is wonderful, and it takes people such as yourself to go back and to give back to the game, and you did such a sensational job with Barwon Heads. And my time at Ocean Grove, they were great days, Ocean Grove versus Barwon Heads, but Barwon Heads just a little bit in front at the moment, and it's terrific. So what is your exact role you're doing at Port at the moment?
Yeah, director of footy, Neilty, very similar to what I did at Barwon Heads. And yeah, look, it's very challenging. And, you know, when you've got results that you don't like, and you've got to look forward, you're looking for answers. And the answers, they're there, but they're a long way away, unfortunately. And it's just going to take time. With the point system and monetary salary caps, et cetera, you can't go out and buy a flag anymore. Those days are gone. So you've got to build from within is my way of going, and that is through your juniors, because your best recruits are your juniors. They end up being one-pointers for your club, and all they want to do when you ask, you go and watch them play under 14s, under 16s, all they want to do is put that senior jumper on. So you don't have to recruit those lads. So that's my main focus, is make sure that our juniors are good and got all the numbers. We're missing one at the moment. We don't have under 19s, but next year it changes back to even numbers to under 18s, and we will have a side next year, and that'll fulfil all our junior ranks. And as I say, we'll concentrate heavily on our juniors, and at the same time, you still end up with some recruits here, there, and wherever we get them from, and you add them into it, and hopefully you come up, you know, 3 or 4 years' time, you come up with the right mix.
Joff, it's nearly 30 years since your AFL career came to an end, and it came to an end in different circumstances. You weren't delisted, you played in a grand final, my understanding is you did the 93 pre-season with the Cats and got through, sort of a part of a way through it, and decided, I'm done.
Yeah, you're exactly right, and I just knew that it was time to go. It's easy for me to say, and people may not believe it, but I never cheated anything, as in, when there were cones out, I always ran around them or ran to them, etc., etc. Well, 1993 pre-season was the first time ever I noticed myself cutting the corners of around the cones and cheating a bit. And I thought, if you're cheating, there's two things there. One is you shouldn't be, and two is I couldn't keep up. That was the main thing. So I just knew I was done, and I fronted Malcolm Blight about it. And the worst thing for him, or for the club, could have done, he gave me 2 weeks off with not doing anything. And he said to me, ring me when you're done after 2 weeks and tell me what you feel. And of course, I rang him and said, I felt fantastic, but I knew I was done. And he said, look, he knew too, but he just needed me to have 2 weeks off to really confirm what he could see as well. So, yeah, it's just one of those things.
Yep, leads you into local footy. You played in the flag with Barwon Heads that year, didn't you?
Correct, yes. Wasn't going to play, but because I'd done the pre-season, I thought, oh, well, I'll have a run around. And my brother-in-law, Jim Buckley, the ex-Carlton champ, was coaching North Ballarat at the time. So straight away, he was on the phone to get me up there, and I actually went up there and played in an intra-club practice game. But I really didn't want to be travelling from Ocean Grove all the way to Ballarat to play in the coldest town in Australia, of course. So I decided not to go to North Ballarat and had friends and mates at Barwon Heads, and that's how it all turned out.
Joff, at that time at Geelong, the blighty era, you also played with some amazing players, and it was quite successful without getting the ultimate prize. When you look back now, are you able to share some of your fondest memories with the Geelong listeners?
Oh, absolutely. I still say that there's probably a lot of people out, or a lot of players out there that may say the same, and that is number five, Gary Ablett Senior. He was the best player I ever played with. Mainly because he had no fear of failure. I can't remember who it was against, but I remember he had a shot from the pocket there one day and kicked it out in the full. Now, me, you and everyone else, Nildy, we would have had to centre the ball to the top of the square, but Gary had a shot and missed. Well, I reckon it was only 5 minutes later and virtually the same spot. Well, he had another shot again, but this time it went through the goal. So, to me, you know, what he could do, he could change a game off his own boot. He was phenomenal player in our day, and along with, you know, Barry Stoneham, and unfortunately when he broke his leg, it's set him back for a while, but he was fantastic. You know, Couchy in the middle, Mark Bairstow, there was so many players of just that one year that I played alongside were just fantastic players, and just unfortunate that we didn't get the prize on the main day of the year.
Yeah, you're right. They were great days and some tremendous players and people too around that. Hey, mate, can you touch on this for me? We all have our stories from when we all used to get around together. And often, Kingy thinks I'm... Hang on, I won't go to that one, Tom. Not just yet.
No,
I'm going to do it. No, you can do that myself. This is a training one. Now, the great man, Gary Ablett, he trained a bit differently to the rest of us. He often stayed inside. He loved the boxing ring. Now, my memory has it, Joffa, you were about the only one of the rest of the 50-odd of us that was prepared to get in with him, and you held your own. Would that be right?
Yes, that is correct. I actually put my hand up to take boxing from my Collingwood days. We had a boxing coach there, so onto my third club, and had done boxing as part of a regime through all those clubs. Got to Geelong, and just one night I said to Malcolm, I said, "Oh, just wouldn't mind asking any of your boys if they want to do some boxing." And Gary, Sean Simpson, and a few others were all involved, but a couple warned me and said, you know, they reckon Gaz can go a bit. I said, yeah, fair enough. So I did have to keep the gloves up. luckily for me, none of them slipped through and got me on the beak or anything like that. So, yeah, but he could hold his own. There's no doubt about that.
He certainly could, Joff. I reckon you've undersold yourself there. I think there's another version of that story where Gary might have been standing there with the gloves on asking the entire playing list if anybody wanted to jump in the ring, and 50 blokes stepped backwards and one bloke stepped forward, and you were the bloke that stepped forward. That story does around. But they were really good times. What about some of the times that you spent at the Eagles? We don't want to dwell on the Eagles too much, but you played with some great people over there, and what you said about your training, cutting corners, that certainly, that reminded me of another guy that you and I both know very well, John Worsfold. Very similar mindset.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, to be involved in a brand new club, started up obviously way back in 1987, you virtually got whatever you wanted. We were sponsored by Puma. We were sponsored by Burswood Casino. Anything you want after the game was back at casino. So there was drinks and there was food and there was rooms to stay in, all that sort of stuff. Puma gear, you just lined up for boots and runners and all that sort of stuff. But some fantastic players. Our first ever captain, Ross Glendenning, what a legend he was. A Brownlow medalist at North Melbourne and came back to his home state of WA to be captain of the side for the first 2 years. Steve Malaxis, an all-Australian captain, and to play alongside Steve. and many, many others. Robbie Wiley's another one, and so on and so forth. It was just fantastic, and you just knew that there wouldn't be too long down the track before they were very successful. And obviously, 91 was their first grand final. I was actually the emergency at the 91 grand final when they played out at Waverley. And then, of course, in 92, they took the coveted prize, played in a preliminary in 1990. So they were on the ball right from word go. 1988, we played in the elimination final. So it wasn't long before the West Coast really started to show how good a club they are.
Joffa, you came back to prominence because you represented WA and you played in probably one of the greatest games of all time, which was the shootout at Subiaco between the Vics and WA, which the Sandgropers got up in. What are your memories of that game that occasionally bobs up with Lou Richards and Dennis Cometti commentary on Fox?
Yes, you're right there. Look, I see it a little bit here and there, but a great day. It was just nip and tuck all day. 1 minute, Vics were in front by three or four goals. Next minute, WA were in front by three or four goals. An interesting story to it. And, of course, I'm a Victorian. How the hell should I have been playing for WA? Well, how it goes is if you want to pick a player that is not from that state, you have to ask permission from the state that he is from. So, therefore, Teddy Whitten was in charge of Victoria. Ron Alexander was our coach, and Ron actually rang and asked Teddy Whitten. He said, Ted, we want to play one of your players for WA. He said, yes, who's that? And he said, Jeff Miles. He said, who? And that was the end of that. So with that answer, they knew that I could play for WA. So it was a bit of a funny story, but oh, what a magnificent game. And again, some of the players that played in that game was just sensational.
Righto, Joffa, everything's been on field and so it should be. Now, the boys in the K-Rock box, they've done some research. Now, I'm not sure it's 100% accurate, so you and I both have to get in front of this question that's about to come your way. They're going to ask you something about some off-field things. Now, I'm going to throw a series of events at you, and whether or not they all occurred on the same night, I'll let you answer it your way. I'm going to say that it was a different era. I'm going to say there was a game in Sydney, according to these boys. There might have been a story about being fogged in that may or may not have been true. There might have been a bus that took a long time to get from Tullamarine by the time two blokes got out of a taxi in Ocean Grove. Now, you need to piece all that together. You need to pick up the story, and whatever you do, you're being listened to by a whole lot of people. You've got to protect yourself and possibly me while answering that.
I like that, Neildy. I'm glad you said protect you, because no matter what I say, it's all about protecting yourself. No, look, it was a great night. We played in the reserves up in Sydney. The plane was late in leaving Sydney. I do think there might have been a place where we went there, Neildy, when we got back to Geelong, and I thought it was something to eat, a place called Lammy's. So I assumed that was where you get something to eat, but unfortunately there was only drink available. And of course then we had to both lob home, and it wasn't a good reception when we got home. I do know that.
Do you remember what the reception was, Joff? Because I'm hearing that something may have been thrown in your direction.
It could well have been. Maybe it was that Lammy's bit of food that I was looking for. I'm not too sure. But yes, it was, as I say, it wasn't a good reception when we got home.
I think, Joffa, yes, it was a different year. It was all done with fun. And I think our problem may have been that one of us or both of us may have made a phone call suggesting that we'd been fogged in Sydney. And it wasn't that hard to track down that wasn't actually the case.
No, especially when it was clear skies and the moon was shining brightly, correct. No, oh, you're right, wonderful. There, Nudie. But as you say, it was back in the time and a long time ago when we were probably still a bit silly then. Thank God we've settled down now, but it's great to be able to reflect back on a story that I thought a lot of people had forgotten, but obviously not.
That's not a bad story.
The Eagles are making their way out onto the ground. They've got a banner. It looks like the Cats don't have one, but the banners were allowed back. Joff, great to talk. I know you've still got a footy involvement with Port, but you've got half an eye here at the Cats with Mitch Duncan, your son-in-law, running around in the Cats midfield, and Taya, your young fella, of course, played at Hawthorn, now playing VFL at Williamstown. We really appreciate taking a trip down memory lane with you. It's good to talk footy with you all the time, and we wish you the best of luck with the role at Port. It's a tough one, but I know you're the man for the job, and We hope that things improve, especially tomorrow on Anzac Day at Drysdale as you take on the Hawks in the annual Anzac Day clash.
Thanks, Tommy. Thanks, Nildy. And anytime, boys.
Good great on you, Joffa. Thanks, mate.
Great to talk with you, Jeff bye. Miles. Of course, for Harmac Homes, he's a ripper, Joffa. Great fella. Now, do you have titled land? Harmac Homes have you can have you on site within 12 weeks. Visit harmachomes.com.au for your local display centre. Terms and conditions apply. Now,
the Harmac Homes pre-game interview.